Go ahead and find the meditation posture. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Now start settling in. So the back of the neck is straight, the chin is tucked. Go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay. Now, float back to childhood. Imagine that you're in a perfect place to grow up. You're between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Notice this safe place. What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? And now notice how every experience, everything here reinforces this sense of safety and settling. Really feeling settled now, feeling the ease in the body. That's right. Okay, good. Now, have these perfect nurturers come to you. These are parents that don't base them on your actual parents, and they're perfectly suited to you. And you can start with one or two perfect nurturers. It doesn't really matter much. So then they come and they approach you. And the first thing that you notice about them is their trustworthiness. And there's something about the way that they are with you that really helps you settle. That's right. Really settling. And there's this quality of interest that they have in you, but it's very sweet and light and friendly. So sweetly interested in you. So attentive. And also notice, again, So they take this interest in you and they kind of maybe get a little bit closer. If that feels comfortable for you, they lean in, you tilt the head. Say, oh, what's going on for you? How are you? And now, this way that they're taking interest and that this way that they're attuning to you, you can feel this in the body and the mind. This is actually a very salient experience. Now, so feel into that now. That's right. Keep developing the scene. Really taking in what it's like to be seen and known. And now just also you can tell them what's going on, what your experience is like. Go ahead and give them an update. They're so interested and they're going to pay just very close attention. That's right. Keep going. Sweetly interested in you. And also, notice how you feel totally safe, totally at ease. You see this sweet interest and even cherishing of the perfect nurturers in you, that they really cherish you. See if you can notice that. And notice how this reasserts, or rather reaffirms, that you are in fact safe. You are protected. They will protect you. And this makes sense. We protect the things that we hold dear. Now really feel into that. That's right. Keep going. Okay, good. And now, see if you can have them give you some physical affection. Maybe they hold your hand, maybe they rock you in their arms, maybe they just hold you by the shoulder. Maybe they give you a hug. Now you should modify this in such a way that it's a good fit for you. That's right. And now notice what it's like to be physically soothed. Be comforted. What a delight. And also notice how this helps your nervous system settle, get calmer. Okay, good, good. And now we're going to work on receiving compassion. So now bring up some sort of source of suffering that bothers you still today. Something that upsets you and makes things more difficult for you. And it's okay if the visualization is of you as a child, yet it's an adult problem. That's not a big deal. So go ahead and bring up this source of suffering. And now the perfect nurturers see you're upset. They really get it. And they come over to you. They lean in. They tilt the head. They say, "Oh, I see that you're suffering. I'm so sorry." And you can tell that there's only one thing on their mind. It is this question: how can I help? That's all they want. And now, go ahead and you can do it out loud or silently. Give voice to whatever feels unfinished about this suffering. And the perfect nurturers are going to attune and attend to you very closely. That's right, keep going. Keep giving voice to whatever feels unfinished, and they listen so sweetly, nodding the head. That's right. Keep going. And also have them physically soothe you in just the right way around this. They see you're upset and they soothe you in just the right way. And one more time, give voice to what feels unfinished. That's right. Keep going. Good. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to feel better. They tell you that now, and you're really receptive to that. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Okay, good. And now, given the way that you've been able to express yourself, given how they've been so attuned to you, how they comforted you, how they have helped you through this, now you really are starting to feel a bit better. That's right. Good. And now the perfect nurturers see that. They're so happy that you're feeling better. They just can't help but smile. So happy. And now also notice how the entirety of this experience has reinforced the sense of belonging. That you really feel more like a family here. There's this deep sense of connectedness and belonging with the perfect nurturers. You've all been through so much already. That's right. Good. Good. Now I'm making a deep impression of this. And now, notice how this experience is actually informs your view of self, world and other, also of relationships. Feel into the sense that you expect soothing from others, that there's a sense, oh yeah, that's available to me. And now see yourself moving through your real adult life. And then notice how attunement is much more available. You attune very easily to others, and that others attune to you. And that also you're at greater ease with physical affection, both giving it and receiving it. And also physical comforting. Develop a scene where you see that. That's right. Good. Now making a deep impression of that. Good. Now I'll count from five to one. When I get to one, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. Five, four, three, two, one. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.